If God Existed, Would He Have a Sense of Humour? Written and read by Charlie Brooker. By any standards, God is a coolly uninvolved sort of character, content to sit back and watch as mankind has one bucket of peril after another tipped over its collective head. He witnesses deaths and disasters and wars and diseases and the continued existence of Razorlight, and he doesn't lift a finger to help except to whisper murderous instructions into the mind's ear of the occasional insane lorry driver. If he's truly omnipotent, yet refuses to intervene, there must be another reason, such as laughter. Phalaris, the mad tyrant of Acragas who ruled Sicily from 570 to 554 BC, had a blood-curdling torture device called the Brazen Bull, built for his amusement. It was a hollow bronze bull into which miscreants were placed. Flames heated the bull from below. As it warmed up, its victims were cooked alive. Their agonized screams would travel from the enclosed belly into the bull's head, where a complex system of pipes and horns mutated each shriek into a comic mooing noise which would be emitted through the mouth. Phalaris reportedly found this hilarious, although it probably struck him as slightly less funny when he was overthrown and tossed into the brazen bull himself. Maybe God shares Phalaris's sense of humour. Perhaps he finds human suffering funny, much as I find it hilarious when Wile E. Coyote has his head stoved in by a plummeting anvil in a Roadrunner cartoon. Perhaps he's so detached our lives are a mere cartoon to him. After all, if God really is an all-powerful eternal deity, capable of observing the entirety of human history in the blink of an eye, he'd need a jet-black sense of humour just to stay sane. I get depressed after half an hour of Sky News, even on a slow day. If firefighters use gallows humour to diffuse the tension after witnessing a tragic house fire, God would require a bulletproof comedic sensibility so sick it would appall Vlad the Impaler. I'm not saying our human lives are an unending carnival of misery, incidentally. Far from it. We've got butterflies, for one thing. They're nice. Biscuits are pretty good, too. And we invented the fun fair. All I'm saying is that if God has half the powers attributed to him, yet fails to lend a hand when things inevitably go wrong, which they do from time to time because it's a big world, bigger even than Simon Cowell's garden, if God fails to prevent tsunamis and the like, then he must be getting something out of it. And that something must be laughter. And that would make him cruel. It's one thing for us mere mortals to laugh at a cartoon wolf being smashed on the noggin, one thing to laugh at a celebrity tumbling on the ice on a reality show, one thing to laugh even at a tasteless joke about a disaster or a famous criminal. But it's another thing entirely to laugh at something you have the power to prevent. That would be the laugh of a sadist chuckling at a victim in a cage. Don't know about you, but I don't relish the thought of a heartless, cackling, invincible boss watching over me, mocking my every setback. I've seen Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, and thankfully, the real world isn't as horrible as that. I don't believe the boss is there at all. I think we're all freelancers. We're all in charge, which means we should literally work together for the good of the company, preferably while laughing more than we currently do. Lift your head, release the tension in those shoulders, and laugh, because laughter's only human. Laughter keeps us in the moment, and it keeps us on our toes. Laughter separates us from the gods while binding us closer together. If you're looking for a miracle, look no further than your most recent belly laugh. Perhaps a friend made you clutch your sides till you shook with glee. Maybe an old episode of Frasier had you howling on the carpet. Either way, in that moment, you were immortal. And that, my friend, is as sacred as it gets.